football on off the ball?
I think that was probably the first question he asked when I joined QPR. You got any Irish in there? So yeah, he's definitely been, I've been talking to him about it and he's been talking to me about it, and it's a decision I'm really delighted to make.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
You know, I do think we are also capable of heroic defending, heroic goalkeeping. I don't see us not conceding at some point. But generally, it's not been a pile. I mean, I know the Hungary game would go against that slightly, but Portugal suggests otherwise, so that's where I'm at.
From a conversation about one great goalkeeper to another fine shot stopper, it's the one and only Nicky Byrne. Come right in, Nicky. Good morning.
Morning, lads. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you so much for taking a call. Agent's very excited about this. He was teasing out your appearance throughout the show.
We did have a couple of right guesses. Yeah,
in
song titles.
Yes.
And there was a couple of right guesses.
He eventually we revealed your name and I blurted out, "We got the world tonight." And I was like, that's Westlife. There you go. Shout out to Mickey Hart, wherever he's watching the game tonight, wherever he's watching it. Come here, what's going to happen? Do you want to talk as the ex-footballer, Nicky Byrne? Do you want to talk as a broadcaster, Nicky Byrne? Do you want to talk about as a musical legend? How do you want to talk about this game?
I just want to talk as a nervous Irishman.
Oh my God,
knows that there's so much at stake. What a day. I mean, I think we've been, you know, on social media the last few days building up to it. You wake up this morning, it's like Christmas morning.
Yeah.
But with a sense of nervousness, really, you know. I just hope that the lads tonight, because they're professionals, that it's a dogfight. Like, we all know all tactics go out the window. You know, at the end of this, one of the teams takes the next step towards the World Cup. So you just gotta fight for everything. And you know, I think I've spoken to you before, Adrian, about, you know, kind of the playing from the back style and the taking the risks and all this type of stuff. I just hope that doesn't come into play tonight. I really do. I think it's the old Jack Charlton of getting in their faces and putting them under pressure and scrapping for every ball, because there's no points at stake. It's win or bust, you know.
What sort of a watcher are you, Nicky? Are you clear the room? I don't need anybody around me here. Close the door. Soundproof room. How do you consume it?
So I was away for the Portugal game with Westlife, but the Hungary game I watched with the family at home in the sitting room. I was shouting at the telly. I've turned into my dad in my old age. I'm giving out about everything, particularly when it comes to football. And my two lads are 18, and obviously, you know, they'd be educating me on the newer tactics and the players and different things. But at the end of the day, it's the same game. So, you know, we're screaming at the TV, and when Parrott scored through the whole game, you know, one thing actually, lads, I meant to ask, because I never got an answer to this. Yous might know, because this is, do you remember the first goal that went in for Hungary? That there was a kind of question whether, they never showed us why it was a goal, if you remember. I'm mistaken.
It looks slightly offside.
Yeah, but they, you know, the way VAR stops it and shows it, and then you can't really argue because the toenail's offside. I don't recall through the whole game seeing why they said, oh, it actually is a goal. But anyway.
It's a good question. I think there was, if I remember, and I'm reaching here now, but there might have been some reference to it at halftime, but I can't remember. I remember Dara, all right, in commentary was saying, sorry, why has this been allowed? Could we not go back and check that? You're absolutely right. Yeah.
But I was saying it from that second. I was like, but sure, it's grand because it's offside and they're going to show why it's offside. But anyway, it didn't matter. We beat them in the end, but we jumped around like everybody. My young lad, Rocco, would you believe? And I never posted this because it was too personal. Towards the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game, he put his phone on up in the corner of the room and filmed it.
Oh,
so we're at 2-2 and none of us knew this, only him. And when Parrott scores, we have the most amazing footage of us absolutely jumping around the city. And look, everyone had this footage. You saw it in bars across the country. But we genuinely are jumping around, and then we're crying, and then it's lovely. But it was probably just too personal for me to post, but it was lovely.
That's class. I just watched back the goal, and I think it was because the part of the body was scored with was onside, but the rest was offside.
But if the part of your body that if you can, if any part of your body that you can score with is offside, then it's offside.
I think that part was on and the rest was off.
Okay.
Yeah. But do you know what? That's flimsy. It's flimsy. I remember thinking the same, Nicky, but because it happened so early in the game and so much happened afterwards that it was all forgotten about. I do remember being perturbed with the lack of replays that we were shown in the VAR style. Yeah.
But can you imagine, lads, if we'd have lost that game 1-0, right?
I know.
It would have been equivalent to the Henri scenario where, you know, if we proved the VAR came out and showed it and went, actually, do you know what? It was actually offside, lads, but... You know, so I know it was forgotten about and it doesn't matter and we're on a different game now, but that's why it's brought in, isn't it, to avoid that. So I don't know why, in the Premiership we get it every week and you see, look, it's off. It's silly because it's his nose hair, but it is off. And you go, okay.
It's going to happen, isn't it? Like 26 minutes tonight, there's going to be a decision and we're all going to be waiting. Like, and I'll be like, why did Nicky Burr put this in my head?
But it's a really important point because, like, we've been talking a lot today about the personality of the team, Nicky, and the point was that they actually went for it. Like the you're talking about like nose hairs and toenails, right? Like Liam Scales, if he had cut his hair that day, probably doesn't get that tiny little touch on it. Roddy Collins was saying earlier, like the stud on the end of Troy Parrott's boot to flick it past the goalkeeper. Like there's an opportunity to see a new personality for Irish football here. I suppose we're unsure as to whether that's actually the case yet or not.
Yeah, it's true. I think the lads... You always see a different Irish team. In fact, it's across most football teams. Sometimes you watch Liverpool and they're unbelievable. Sometimes watching Man United and they're unbelievable. And then other times they're not great. And that's for the best. That's Arsenal at the moment. It's Man City. I think the lads tonight, I think they know how much the nation has been gripped by what they managed to achieve 5 months ago in that course of 3 or 4 days. And they know what's at stake. And there's a different mindset, I think, going into when you know that, because you scrap for everything. I'm sure after that game in Hungary a few months ago, they probably couldn't even stand up after that game because they literally gave it everything. They gave it everything. And I think that's how they have to feel tonight. And if they go out on their sword, you know, the Irish fans still have a song and a dance about it. But I think after all these years having not qualified for World Cups, there's kids, my own kids, they're 18, they've never seen Ireland at a World Cup. They've seen the Euros in 2016 or 2012 as well. They've never seen them at a World Cup. We were spoiled in our day. You know, I remember Euro 88 qualifications and we'd never qualified for a tournament. What it does to the country is mind-blowing. And I think that's a lot of pressure. But that's why they're professionals. And I think they will give it everything tonight. But it does take effort, I imagine. And I think it takes an awful lot of luck. It takes things to go your way. The ball's got to bounce. It takes someone to step up and be the hero. You know, we're all counting on Parrott. But it could come from a deflected shot from, you know, anybody. You know, if Robbie Brady's playing, he's a wizard on a free kick. It could be a cross from a corner. You just don't know.
You know the way, like... We're all feeling all these range of emotions, Nicky, because it feels like this is the biggest game in years. What, like, what's the equivalent to you feeling like this with Westlife? Was there ever a gig that you're feeling exactly what you feel now?
Yeah, there's been many. There's Croke Park when you do it. We did the Aviva Stadium. We did Wembley Stadium. We did Radio City in New York. We're hoping to do Madison Square Garden next Paddy's Week, which isn't fully announced yet, but that's the plans. There is something different about those type of shows versus, you know, to use a football analogy, a wet Tuesday night in Stoke. You still turn up and you give it the show, but there's a little bit of more bite about it. From a personal level, and because I was on my own, when I actually did Eurovision in 2016, there's so much on you to go out there in front of 300-400 million, you know, that you do, your mind can run away with you. Now, it's different in football. You've 11 lads on the pitch and it's much more at stake. But the pressures, I suppose, from a personal perspective, you know, are probably a little similar, I imagine. And just how you deal with that. I keep going back to, it's a dogfight tonight. I don't think tactics matter. I really, really, really don't. I hope, and I was critical of this team when they drew with Hungary in Dublin and they got out of jail that night when Hungary were down to 10 men and then they went away and lost to Armenia. I remember turning into my dad again, throwing slippers, because they got out of jail in Dublin that night and it was a chance to put the qualification group on track and they went away and lost. And I remember Troy Parrott's interview after the game and he said, well, we just have to go and beat Hungary and Portugal. And I remember thinking, that's just naivety. Because as a 47-year-old man, I know we don't just go and beat Portugal and Hungary. However, how wrong was I? That's exactly what that team did. And I think that team has now grown into themselves. They know they can do that. If you could beat Portugal and then go and beat Hungary away, you can beat anybody. Genuinely, you can be the best of the best if the things go your way and you give it your all. And I think that's where we're at tonight. I actually think we're going to win tonight. Oof. I really do.
There's been 3-2-1 predictions so far. Where are you at?
I think it's close. I think it's 1-0 or 2-1, or it's penalties. And I think if it goes to penalties, I've full confidence in Kelleher.
Yeah.
I think he's an excellent goalkeeper. I think he's gotten better and better. I think he's brilliant on penalties as well, funnily enough. And then I think it's down. I think Kelleher does his job on the penalties because the pressure's not on the goalkeepers. But I just wonder then who takes them and do they have the balls, so to speak, to put them away, you know?
Yeah. Who knows who's on the pitch at that point? I can't think of a fair way to ask this question, but Queeving, I was tempted to ask you for a ranking of Ireland's greatest goalkeepers of all time. That's probably unfair. We've got like 6, 7, 8 years more of Queeving Keller to look at too. But I suppose if I'll offer my own opinion into the conversation and you take it from there, he looks to have all the ingredients to become our greatest ever goalkeeper.
He does. He's so calm. I've never met him, but I've had a bit of correspondence with him on Instagram through the years. I follow him on Instagram and he follows me, and I've had a little bit. He did me a huge favor, actually. There was somebody very sick years ago, and they needed to try and get a personal video message from Mo Salah, and nobody could get it. Nobody. Everybody had that was coming around, and then somebody came to me, and I didn't know. I'd never met Queeving, and I literally I knew he followed me on Instagram, so I DM'd him, and I said, "Is there any way you could do this for somebody who doesn't really have long left?" And you know, it's for a player to do that. It's 30 seconds, but it's massive in somebody else's, you know, world. And he said, no problem. And he delivered, and he sent me the message the following day. And it was lovely. And, you know, not that that would have mattered in terms of how I, you know, judge him as a person, but he seems to have, you know, I suppose the right credentials as a goalkeeper to be calm, measured. He pulls up big saves at the right moment. He made a save about a year and a plus, maybe a year ago. I don't know who it was against. And he was backpedaling, he tipped it onto the bar with the faintest of touches from his fingertips. And I think that's probably the best save he's ever made. Right. And I said that to him actually in a DM post. I said, that's beyond world class. But yeah, I mean, I know Shea Given very well. I grew up with Shea. He's about 3 years older, 4 years older than me. And it's going to take a lot to beat Shea, I guess. And even when we were kids, we all looked at Paddy Bonner. Yeah. He did so brilliant things. I mean, Bonner's game against England in 88 was one of the best goalkeeping performances ever in an Irish shirt. So I don't like to
it's unfair. The premise of it is shocking. But he's class. His range of saves is off the charts.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah, and oh my love, I'm holding on forever. Nicky Byrne, enjoy.
And that's not Mickey Hart.
that's a Nicky Byrne classic. Enjoy.
Gent, Nicky,
go
thank
on,
you.
Go on, all the best.
Do you like my top, by the way? Look at that.
What have we got? Here we go.
That's actually Westlife merch, especially for the game. Well, especially for Paddy's Day in the game, but I like that.
I'm not trying to sell it.
I don't care. I just like it.
That's right,
throw it in a few there, sure. We'll pop it on. Go on. Go on, enjoy yourself if you can.
See you, lads.
Thanks, Nicky.